have. Oh, look at. I should sit like this for the whole thing and see if unless I go like this for the whole episode, and I'm just like, No, we won't do that. That's not a good look.
Kylie is in rare form today.
Was that your clap?
Dave, it was.
Dave gave us the clap.
It was rather a mild case this
round. Oh, no.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What up, Elite Lifers? Welcome to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I am Kylie. That over there is Trisha. And we are so glad that you're joining us today because we have a very inspiring topic lined up for you.
Yeah.
Trisha's so excited.
I am so excited.
To bring this content to you. See those two things sitting over there? One is water and one is a protein shake. Neither one has caffeine. So that is why she's like that.
That is a lie. That had pre-workout.
All right. So, where are we at? It's your turn to talk.
We're going to talk about conquering the unknown in the entrepreneurial world. Entrepreneurs, this one's for you.
Okay. Well, let's dig in. Why don't you elaborate on why this is so crucial?
Well, I would say especially right now. Well, it's always. The entrepreneurial world is... It's constantly uncertain. The world is always shifting. It's always pivoting. And if you are someone who is trying to build your own business, you know, be self-employed, lead a team, create something, you are constantly surrounded by uncertainty. Like, I had a guy come in one time and he's like, when did you know that you made it? And I sat there and I'm like, I haven't. And I don't know that
when I'm in the ground.
Yeah. Like, I don't
see the face of God, I will know that I have made it.
Exactly. And that's literally the only thing that is true, is that uncertainty never ever ends. Like, I talk to Rachel Blue about this all the time. She's like, I always feel anxious, like, that I'm gonna start failing. Like, I'm always waiting for the shoe to drop. And I'm like, I'd love to tell you that feeling goes away, but it doesn't.
Not at all. And I love that perspective. And we've talked about before, like, turning fear into fuel for progress, right? Because we've talked about the fact that our body's made up of chemicals. The feeling of fear and the feeling of excitement come from the same chemical. And when you're getting that adrenaline rush, you might think that it's anxiety, but really, you're just really excited.
Yes. Yeah. And a great example of this is our friend Erica Krupen. You've heard her on our podcast a few times. Yes. Last month, we did two episodes with her on how to create a successful podcast.
Two-part party.
It was. And so after we finished all of that, she had been looking to get some space. Right now, she runs her business out of her garage. And her husband, I think, also has like a lot of stuff in the garage, and she's like, I want to move out of my garage. I want to get out of my husband's space. I want to get out of my garage. I want a space. And so I found the cutest spot in Northville. And Northville, for those of you who don't know, Michigan, is a pretty affluent area. People want to be down there. It's a very walkable area. So if you have a business front there, it's going to get seen. People are going to walk by. She has these fluorescent pink cars.
Yeah.
And she wanted somewhere to put those because right now she had four cars in her neighborhood on top of their regular cars. I think altogether they had like 9 cars for their house.
How did the HOA not get a hold of them?
Right. Well, luckily they don't have an HOA, but their neighbors are probably sick of them taking up the entire block of parking. Well. So she wanted to get into a place. I found this place in Northville. I'm like, look, like, she had given me a vision of what she was looking for. I'm like, it doesn't exactly fit the vision, but I think it exactly fits your business. And we went and looked at it, and she's like, oh my gosh, like, maybe this is too nice for me. And I told her that exactly. I said, you remember what I say? Excitement feels the same as fear. You are not scared. You are excited. And she laughed, you know, and she's mm-hmm. like, you're right. And then like an hour later, she's like, I'll take it. Like, let's go. And so she's already got like she signed her lease. She's moving on up. And, you know, she felt afraid. But instead, she pivoted and turned it into an opportunity for growth, because you have to be willing to be adaptable and take those risks if you want to grow, period.
Absolutely. Yeah. Adaptability is super crucial. And you, when we're talking about pivoting, I mean, I think that it's kind of like what we tell our buyers, right? So when we have a buyer consult, we sit down with our buyers, we explain them the process of purchasing a home, whether this is their first purchase or their 51st purchase, we make sure that they understand everything going on. And so what I always do is I obviously ask them, when you envision your next house, like, what are some non-negotiables, right? Give me a list of 4 or 5 non-negotiables, right? So they give me this list and I say, okay, my goal is to show you, you know, 6 to 8 houses, and we are going to find houses that are going to check 70 to 80% of these boxes. And because I think that you have to have my train of thought just totally
realistic totally expectations that you're not going to find your dream home tomorrow.
Thank you. And I think the same thing goes with entrepreneurship. A lot of times you can get that growth, but sometimes it doesn't always come in the exact way, like you were saying, that you envision it. And you have to say, okay, well, like Erica said, maybe this spot doesn't check all of my boxes, but it checks enough of them. This is perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah. And I think looking at what other ways you can grow from it, like in her mind, she was looking for a space where she could store things and have a garage for the cars. But I was like, look, now your cars are basically a billboard for your business. You're going to park all 3 of these cars in a row on the side of this, like, they look like little houses, like downtown Northville, downtown Plymouth, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you're going to park your 3 cars. They're going to be bright pink. Everybody that walks by is going to see those cars and be like, whoa, I need this. I'm like, and you're moving into a more upscale area where people have more money, and the service that you provide is perfect for them because they don't have the time. They don't want to do it. And now you've just escalated your business, you know, tenfold, where you're going to grow substantially faster by taking on this opportunity, even though it doesn't look exactly like you thought it would. And there's so many times in my business where I have thought that the next level would look like this, and it didn't. It ended up looking like something completely different. Like, even where our office space is now, and at first it feels defeating. So like, when we went to go look for new office space, we were actually like engaged in looking at a lease for a different space further down Plymouth than where we are right now.
Yeah.
We had went and looked at the space. We had talked to the guy. We thought we were like on the right level. And this happens all the time in commercial real estate. Then they send you the lease agreement and it's nothing about what they told you about. And I'm sitting there like,
that happened to us in Waterford, too, remember?
Yes. And I was, like, all upset because I was like, you know, you told me X, Y, Z. I had already, like, pictured myself there. Like, I'm already, like, I have all these plans and all of these things. And you, like, kind of create this pseudo future. You know, you're visualizing what the next level is going to look like. And then you get this lease agreement and it's nothing like that. And you're super upset and sad, exactly like you said. It happened in Waterford again. And you're just like, what went wrong? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we got this call and it's like, hey, you want to look at that space in Senate? And I was like, we called you like 6 months ago. Like, what are you even what space? And then that ended up being our space. It ended up being better than I could have ever imagined. It was a better scenario for us. They paid for the out. They paid for all this stuff. So what I'm getting to is, like, you have to be open to being adaptable and pivoting, and you have to be resilient. Like, resilience is the next thing that's on our list to talk about, because no matter where you're at in the self-employed or small business or even just life in general, like, I talk to Trent a lot about resilience because I feel like resilience is, like, if you were going to work on one trait for yourself in your entire life, resilience to me is like the number one. Because if you can cultivate the ability to get punched in the mouth and get back up over and over and over again, you'll always get back to that winning streak. And like Erica Medina, when she came to me and she's like, I want to be a realtor. And I was like, well, the number one thing you have to have is resilience. And she's like, oh, I'm not very resilient. I'm like, then this isn't the job for you. Like, I was super transparent.
Point blank.
I'm like, then it's not the job for you because you have to be resilient. And as a business owner, you have to be resilient. Like, on a daily basis, I get punched in the mouth over and over and over again. And I will just like if I let myself go down that hole of like, oh my gosh, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. Like, it is easy to, you know, all that dirt's getting dropped on top of you and then you feel buried. And instead, I had to learn to be like, you know what?
Shake it off.
I've came out of 100% of these problems. You know, like I tell my buyers, like going back to talking to clients, like, hey, this market is really hard, but I have found 100% of my clients' homes.
Yeah.
There's none of my clients that, you know, if they choose to quit, they choose to quit, right? But if you stick in there with me, I will find you a home. I will get you accepted on a property. And sometimes it ends up being so much easier than I thought. Like, I had two clients that I did buyer's consults with last week, and I'm going through it and I'm like, listen, I know this sounds scary. The marketplace can be brutal. But, you know, you stick with me, we get it. Both of those clients, I showed one house, I wrote one offer, and both of them got accepted.
Praise the Lord.
Right? So I set them up to be really resilient, but they didn't even end up having to be. But it's because, like, I know that that's, like, such a crucial element to life and especially to entrepreneurs. And no matter how deep it gets, Andy's a good one to remind me, like, hey, dude, we've been through harder things than this. We're going to get through this too. And sometimes he's like, well, there's got to be a lesson in there somewhere for you because this is just ridiculous. But we keep going.
Yeah. And those are definitely two really amazing skills to have and to cultivate. And, you know, this is, I'd like to point out, you know, talking about how we can overcome these fears of not knowing. And it's, you know, something that we definitely teach in Stars Academy. You know, starting small, it's a great way to build confidence. Breaking down big goals into smaller, manageable steps, makes the unknown less daunting. Like, building a support network is also vital. So how many times through this home buying process have I called you and I'm like, am I emotional? Am I stupid? And you're like, no, you're fine. This is totally normal for these things to be happening. Calm down, you know? And when you have that support system, whether it's family, friend, preferably a coworker or a mentor, you know, that's really, really important. Surrounding yourself with mentors and people who have been in your shoes, who have been in that spot and they've made it past all of those things, they can really help you shed light on, yeah, I went through that about 3.5 years ago. Here's how we solved that problem. Why don't you look into XYZ? Let me know if you need any more support. I think that's really, really important to have our listeners understand is those pieces of the puzzle, you know, take the big things, break them down.
For sure. And that's, you know, that's why I love my Google Calendar so much, because like my life is a big thing at this point. And I just break it down to like, what's the next step? Because if I'm sitting there trying to think about, like, you asked me how my weekend turned out and I sent you three paragraphs of all of the things that I did over those 2 days.
2 days.
And it was so overwhelming. You couldn't even respond.
No, I passed out actually. I read that and I was like, oh, shit.
But I don't ever think about all of the things. I just think about the next thing and the next thing. And, you know, that takes me back to like embracing setbacks. Like, some people will say embracing failures and they'll talk about failures, but I don't really see any of those things as failures. I see you may have a setback, right? Just like when people like to talk about objections, and instead I call them reactionary defense responses, because it's not necessarily a rejection, it's a reaction. And it's not necessarily a failure, it may be a setback that you need to adjust and pivot and embrace and learn from.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna move forward, because I don't feel like you fail unless you just straight up quit. Right? Like, Trent doesn't listen to our podcast, I don't think. So Trent had an awful hockey season this season. Not because of him. Like, he's getting first star of the game. He's doing a great job, but his team is rough, right? And instead of looking at it as a failure, all of these things have been a learning opportunity. Learning how to lead from the front, learning how to hold your head high, you know, getting that first star game award, second star game award, even though your team lost, right? Like, there's been all of these setbacks throughout his season where even though he's doing the best that he can do and he's doing a great job, that doesn't necessarily show up on the scoreboard or, you know, with their record or getting into playoffs even. So did he fail? Absolutely not. If he would have quit hockey and came home, then he failed, right? Yeah. If you quit hockey, you hang up the skates and you come home, you failed. All I kept talking to him about was his resilience. I'm like, I am so incredibly proud of your resilience and your ability to take this setback and just keep moving forward and keep moving forward and building off of that and building off of that and just increasing your skills and learning how to, like, the announcer at the game the other day was talking about, like, he actually said, like, oh, there, Borzy's going off. And notice how he always gives the other goalie knuckles. Like, he's such a good sportsmanship player. Like, you see his character every single game. He's like, no matter what, if the minors are winning or losing, Trent always goes over the other goalie and shakes his hand in between periods. He always goes over and encourages people. When they're lining up, as opposed to just lining up in his net, he lines up on the blue line with his team. And that stands out to people. The fact that even though, you know, they said, like, winning or losing, you're still going out there. You're still doing the best you can do and putting your best foot forward and embracing setbacks and learning how you can make that a setup for a future win, right?
Absolutely. I love that so much. And one thing I do want to touch on is, like, so I know that a lot of our listeners are like you. They're pretty risk averse. Like, nobody likes to take risks. Let's just say everybody on the planet who breathes air, unless you're like a 2.5-year-old little boy, you do not take risks, right? And so can you just kind of break down how you came about to really cultivating this mentality?
Yes. So I have always been very risk averse because of the environment that I grew up in, where literally all day, every day was an unknown. I became where, like, I wanted to take no risks. Like, when I finally made enough money to not just pay my bills, but live fairly comfortably, I never wanted that to go away. So I was always very scared to take big risks. And there is actually a guy that I worked with kind of for. He was more of like, even though we were both brokers, he was considered like the boss at, like, I merged my brokerage with his brokerage. And he actually said to me one day, Trish, you will never make it in this industry to have a successful business because you're not willing to spend the money or take the risk that it takes. And that hit me so hard and lit this fire inside of me that was like, you know, like that Usher meme that, watch me, watch me. Yes, like, I instantly was like, you know, like that Ozark meme, like, the F you will. Like, right. I was like, oh, really? Okay. And, like, literally after that, nearly every decision I made was just to be
risky as
well. Yeah, just to prove him wrong. Like, not necessarily where I would put myself, well, I did. Yeah. I put myself in a position where, like, I was committing to, you know, spending money on a coaching program when maybe I shouldn't have necessarily spent that money on that coaching program. But I'm like, I'm going to get information out of this that I'm going to be able to use to grow my business. I'm going to buy these leads, even though I don't necessarily have the money coming in to justify this lead spend, because we're going to have more people. We're going to make a bigger impact. We're going to close more deals. So I had to bet on myself and I had to bet on my team and I had to trust God. And that, again, he's got me through 100% of the things. He's going to get me through 100% more. I decided when I opened up Elite Realty, like, I'm going to, you know, pay myself this amount, even knowing that who knows if we'll even make it past 3 months of being a company, you know? And here we are 12 years later and we are thriving and we did hit over 100 agents. And go screw you, buddy, because you're not even in real estate anymore. But for me, it took somebody saying you can't for it to light that switch that said, oh, yes, I can. Watch me. And when I started taking risks, I realized that, like, I'm not going to let other people down. So no matter what it takes, like during COVID, when the agents stopped showing houses, justifiably so, the government said you can't show houses anymore. I get it. I still went to work. I still sold houses. Like, I was not going to allow anything to stand in the way of my company's success, of my family succeeding. And so I learned that I can take those risks because I can bet on myself, because I refuse to allow anything to crumble or fail. Like, I'm going to figure out a way to get it done. So understand that, like, you can bet on yourself. You're so much stronger than you think you are. You're so much more resilient than you think you are. And if you just keep doing the next right thing and the next right thing and the next right thing, you will not fail. And I was actually talking to Trent about this yesterday, because we were talking about somebody that's in the industry, and we were talking about the NAR lawsuit, the big lawsuit. And Trent's like, why is stuff always crazy in your business? And I'm like, because people get greedy and then they make stupid mistakes and then they end up getting in trouble. I'm like, if you always go out in the world, Trent, and you always are looking to do the right thing and to be fair and to be helpful to others and to just keep making the world a better place, you'll never end up in that position. And that's always the position that I've taken, is how can I make the world a better place? How can I put this family in a better position? How can I put my workers my team in a better position? And if I'm always looking to make somebody else's life better or somebody else's road better or somebody else's path better, then I can take those risks because I know they're going to pan out because I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. I love that. I love how you really just, like, everybody says fake it till you make it. You faithed it.
I did.
Faith in yourself and in God. And I love that that is exactly how everything shook out. Absolutely. Continuous learning. That's our next one. Yeah. You have to keep learning and growing. I like telling the story of how when we started life coaching, you started life coaching me, and you were like, you need to just start reading personal development. And I'm like, I don't do self-help books. And you're like, yeah, that's not what we call them anymore. They're called personal development, because when you read them, you develop your personal life, your personal skills, and they make you a better person in and out of business. And that is one thing that I continue to use today and find value in, is continuing to learn and grow. And like I said, this year, like, you know, last year I spent a lot of time doing, you know, contracting work and things like that, consulting stuff, I mean. And this is my, you know, doing full-time real estate. And I'm going back to the basics with you. And I'm asking you for help on all of these things, even if I think that I know. There's been some stuff that's come up and you're like, yeah, you are stupid wrong on that. Here's how you fix it.
Well, because I think the thing is like, you can always be better. Like, if you think back to the podcast we did with Trent in it, and he said, what's the one thing you learned from your parents? And he's like, that you can always be better. There's always somebody out there that's better than you. And that's the fact. Like, no matter how, like, we get a little better every day. Yeah. I work to get just like 0.5% better every day, whether that's reading a book, listening to a podcast, like I talked about, buying coaching programs. We sell Stars Academy for realtors. Every realtor should do that program. Every realtor that does it is like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Even if they've been in the business for 20, 30 years, they're like, this filled so many gaps. I had no idea how to work the social media algorithm. I had no idea like how to do a good buyer's consult. And by the way, again, with the NAR lawsuits,
those are important now.
Buyer's consults are going to be everything. We're going to talk about that in another episode. But you have to be continuously learning, because even if you just get 0.5% better every single day, that means at the end of the year, you're 150% better than you were when that year started. 150% better if you get 0.5% better each day. Like, that's insane. And you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes you learn things, and because you're just learning so much, especially like us that are consuming personal development, like I went crazy with it when I first got into it, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is just like opening my world. Like if I just do this, this happens. And if I just do this, this happens. And these little things compound into great things. And if you have done no personal development, start with Darren Hardy's The Compound Effect.
Yes.
Great book. My first personal development book. And it's
mine too. Yeah.
It taught exactly what I'm talking about. And it just is everything. Like you have to get in there and you have to learn, and then you have to keep relearning it. Like I was saying at the last coaching session we had at the office, I show up to every coaching call, to every coaching session, even though Andy's doing the coaching or you're doing the coaching or whoever is doing the coaching, and another outside vendor, whatever, because we forget things. So it's like, yeah, I ran this script before, but if I haven't done expired calls, guess what? I probably don't remember half of it. So I need to go back to the training and I need to practice it and I need to do it again. Or, oh, I totally forgot that we could do that. Or, oh, something new has came. Look, let's try this new thing. Oh my gosh, it works amazing. Let's go, right?
Absolutely. And that's all really amazing advice. And before we wrap up, because this one is coming to a close here, people, I want you to let us know, is there any last words?
Any last words? You know, it's just remember that being an entrepreneur is more than just starting a business. It's a mindset. It's a skill set. It's a never-ending battle that obviously I get very passionate about, because I turned this 5-minute podcast into a 30-minute podcast. You have to embrace the unknown. Like, turn fear into fuel. And just watch as your entrepreneurial journey unfolds into something amazing and helps you develop like all of this great resilience and success and get yourself on a winning streak, man.
Absolutely. And that's what we have for you this week. Thank you so much for joining us wherever you're listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you like the show, please share. We're trying to reach as many people as possible with all of this amazing info. And come back next week, because we drop fresh content every Thursday here on Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to 6 other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.